great man, an unbelievable leader, and sort of fitting it's here at the league where he really put this league, he and along his original owners, put this league in the position it's in today. It's a difficult period right now for everybody.
Broadcasting live from the NFL owners meetings in Orlando, Florida, this is a special edition of Moving the Chains. Now, here's Jim Miller and Pat Kerwin.
That was the voice of Russ Brandon, club president of the Buffalo Bills, sharing his thoughts on the passing of owner Ralph Wilson today. Somewhat has sent shockwaves throughout the National Football League. As we continue our live coverage from the NFL owners meetings in Orlando, Florida, who better to talk about Ralph Wilson than the chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs? Let's welcome in Clark Hunt to the program. Clark, Jim Miller, Pat Kerwin, Moving the Chains, Sirius XM, NFL Radio. Thanks for joining us. Maybe just your thoughts on the passing of an icon when you think of Ralph Wilson.
Well, first of all, great to be on with you guys today. And it's truly a very sad day for the National Football League and my family and everybody who knew Ralph Wilson. He was such an iconic part of both the National Football League and, of course, the American Football League. I think everybody associated with the league for the past 54 years has a Ralph Wilson story. He was such an important owner to the league, had a tremendous passion for the Buffalo Bills that was really second to none, and we'll all miss him very, very, very much.
Take us back as far as you can to your dad and the Foolish Club and Ralph and the guys and what at the time was not criticized, but people looked and said, "Are you out of your minds?" I had a friend whose dad had a chance with at the time the Houston Oilers to get involved with that, and his wife wouldn't let him, so he was crazy to get invested. But take us back as far as you can.
Well, sure. You mentioned the Foolish Club, and of course that was the name that the original group of AFL owners, the eight of them, adopted. I think it was given to them by somebody in the media who called them foolish for taking on the mighty National Football League. And, you know, my father spearheaded that effort, and I think my father's dad thought he was crazy for yeah. doing it. But ultimately, there were a lot of men, including Ralph Wilson, who were interested in owning a National Football League team who had been denied, been told, no, your city won't work or we're not going to expand. And ultimately, they got together and they started their own league. And against all odds, they were successful and able to press the merger in 1966, 1967, that's led to really what the NFL is today.
Can you comment on, we just had on Jeff Lurie, and he was talking about the impact of Lamar Hunt and obviously Ralph Wilson on him. These guys were not afraid to speak their mind. And maybe we'll touch on the impact of the new age owner and how it's impacted them.
Yeah, Ralph was never one to mince words. At every league meeting, we would always wait for the moment for Ralph to stand up and give a dissertation on whatever subject we were talking about, and frequently he was taking the opposite view. But he was a little bit of a maverick, and I think that entire group of owners was somewhat of a maverick. They had a mentality. They wanted to do things their own way. And, you know, Ralph was a key part of making the AFL successful. Not too many people remember, but in 1961, the league was about to go out of business. It was the second year of the league, and Oakland in particular was in trouble. Ralph stepped up and loaned the Oakland Raiders $400,000 to stay in business. And you think about that in the context of the league today, and that's crazy and would never happen. But he cared so much about the AFL and it becoming successful that he was willing to do it. And so a lot of credit for the success of the league, I think, has to go to Ralph.
I think he was described as an independent thinker. And so I'll probe you on that comment. And I can tell from your facial expression you agree with it. He had a unique job in defending Buffalo in a league full of big cities. That's not an easy job in a room full of evolving owners that saw maybe their personal franchises carrying a team when Ralph probably was able to still convince them of the old school way, we all stick together.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ralph was a tremendous advocate for the small market teams, of course, which Buffalo was one of. And frequently that saw him on the other side of issues that the league was tackling. He was always one to be pushing revenue sharing, which is so important to the success of the league today. So, again, I think a lot of credit for where the National Football League is today has to go to Ralph and his willingness to get up and speak out.
There was never a doubt when your dad passed that the Chiefs would stay in Kansas City. Poor Buffalo lives in such a volatility. I'm from a New York State resident. There's a volatility there. Your thoughts? I said, I don't know how it would work, but I don't think anything's going to happen for a couple of years, just the way the stadium deals are and the family and settling down. You have insight to that? Because the Bills fans are calling us, and we don't have answers to those questions.
Yeah, I think today the focus probably needs to be on Ralph. It really does. He had a tremendous love for the city of Buffalo, and I know that he would love to see long-term the Bills stay in Buffalo. I don't know how that's going to shake out ultimately, but Ralph was somebody who cared tremendously about the region. And in my mind, it's hard to imagine the National Football League without the Bills in Buffalo.
Yeah, you know, I saw Mr. Rooney walking around before. I wonder what's going through his mind, all these guys. They're like friends and colleagues for 50 years.
No, that's exactly right. With Ralph's passing, there's nobody with a tie back to the original American Football League, now associated with the NFL. Baron Hilton's still alive. He was the original owner of the Chargers, of course, but he's not been in the league for many years. Here in the last 6 months, we've lost both Bud Adams, original owner of the Houston Oilers, and also Ralph. So it's truly a sad day. The league, to a large degree, has lost an important part of its history.
Are you happy from this standpoint that he's elected to the Hall of Fame in 2009 while he was still with us here? Andre Reed, he wanted Andre Reed to get into the Hall of Fame so badly, but here they are part of the Pro Football Hall of Fame now when you look at the legacy of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a very, very happy day for the National Football League and really for our family, because I think the Hall of Fame recognized his contributions to making pro football what it is. I remember his induction speech and how sharp he was at age 91. He still had the tremendous wit and expressed his love for the Buffalo Bills. It's a speech that always stand out in my mind.
Thank you very much, my friend. It's always good for you to share these things with our listeners. They love the history of the league, and we can't tell it all. We know some of it, but you know a lot more than us.
Mm-hmm. Well, great to be on with you today, and happy to be able to talk a little bit about my father's great friend, Ralph Wilson.